This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, January 14th. God's word to you today is Total Picture. Our scripture reading is taken from Nehemiah 4, verse 14, and it says, "Then as I looked over the situation, I called together the nobles and the rest of the people and said to them, 'Don't be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord, who is great and glorious, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes.'" Don't be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord, who is great and glorious, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. I am saying to you today, remember the Lord your God, who is great and glorious, and fight for your faith, fight for your career, fight for your business, and fight for your destiny. The situation will not change until you fight. God wants you to provide houses, shelters for the homeless people in this nation. God wants you to fight for them. There are so many people that are going to bed hungry in your neighborhood, in your state, and in the nation Nigeria. Some of them do not even know how or if they are going to eat tomorrow. God wants you to feed them. Your fight cannot be just about you. God blesses you with gold, and silver becomes like ordinary stones in your house. And then what? You build 10 houses, buy 5 new cars, all of which are 2020 models. And then what? You buy a private jet. Then what? This fight goes beyond and runs deeper than just you and me. There are destinies that are waiting, dependent on yours. The problem is, a lot of people assess life based on the much or little in their bank accounts. When you see the enormity of the work that God has for you, it will be clear to you that even a check of $1 million would not be enough for the impact God wants you to make. In God's favorite house, we are well aware of the fact that having $50 million right now would not cater to all that God has put in our hearts to do. We need to build houses for the homeless and people that have been displaced. A place people can walk into and rest their heads at night. We need to set up a place where people are guaranteed at least one good meal in a day. There is so much to be done. We need to fight for our nation. The darkness cannot overcome the light. We need to fight for our communities. We need to fight for our brothers. Husbands need to fight for their wives and vice versa. You need to fight for your home. You need to fight for your children. You need to take hold of your destiny in God. In warfare, there is no demilitarized zone, no fence. You are either on the Lord's side or you are not. Get off the fence and get born again today. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I declare that I am equipped to weaken and crush every opposition and to establish dominance. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.